Yep. We'll get back to that coming up in a moment, but proud at this time to be joined by the Detroit Pistons President of Basketball Operations. Trajan Langdon has made his way into our studios here at the Pistons Performance Center. And I'm gonna start here because we wrapped up with J.B. Bickerstaff eyes to Chauncey Billups.
Are you let him go first?
Yes, we did. Take it up with Kevin. I'm going to start with you about your battle with Rip Hamilton in the national championship game when you were at Duke and he was at UConn in 1999. What do you remember about that?
One of the best and worst memories of my life. Obviously, it was a dream getting back to that or getting to a national championship, especially coming in my freshman year in 94-95. It came in just after they lost in the championship game to Arkansas, and my dream was to play in a Final Four in a championship game, and it took my whole career to get there. So to play in that was a dream come true, and obviously incredible experience. And I think we were the two top teams in college basketball that whole year, so we knew it was going to be a battle. And he just caught fire. I mean, I guarded him a couple times, but we all guarded him. He's running off staggers and doing his thing off the bounce and mid-range and posts and finishes. And I think he ended with 27 and was the best player. But, you know, we were going back and forth. I think I had 23, 25 in that game as well. And it went down to, you know, the final couple possessions in the last couple minutes and was an amazing game. But, unfortunately, we came out on the wrong side. And, you know, UConn was – won their first national championship.
This is terrible to start with this bad memory.
It's a really bad start.
It's
a really bad start.
I apologize. Can we do this?
I've never watched the game.
Wow.
So now you're having me recall memories from, you know, 25 years ago. So, you know, hey.
Hey, listen, we're lowbrow. Get used to it.
Right.
Detroit media. They're going to bring this up.
You didn't want to talk about the Michigan State game we won in the semifinal.
No, I don't.
Right?
Want you,
we didn't even want to talk about that one.
No, I don't want you to talk about that one. Not even a little. We Spartan fans have some bad memories about Duke. We have a couple good memories, but unfortunately, more bad than good.
That's
but
all
nonetheless,
good.
Hey, yeah, man, yeah, yeah. It's
good
it's,
times. Good times.
Those teams were amazing. It must be, but to grow, you had the greatest nickname I think in sports, the Alaskan Assassin. Looking back on it, is it kind of weak compared to how guys are shooting today in the game?
It's crazy. Yeah, no. I think back a lot growing up and even being at Duke and even watching my son. My son's a 16-year-old. And the amount of shots these guys get up and just the focus on the it's just completely different than it was then. I think it's cool, but I'm just like, man, I could have made a little bit more money. Not that I didn't make pretty good money playing. I could have made a little bit more money now, but it's fun. It's fun to watch.
So who's impressed you so far of this roster?
You know what? As a group, JB, and I'm sure he discussed it, he's done a tremendous job communicating, you know, the things that are important to he and his staff on how individually and as a team they want our guys to compete on the floor and show up in games and practice in games. And I think we showed it in our five games. I was very impressed by that. But I think Jaden Ivey has done a really nice job being consistent on the floor and off the floor with his habits of working and then competing. I've been impressed with – obviously, Tobias missed the first couple games with the sickness, but he's been tremendous as a leader on and off the floor. And I think Cade has really came in great shape and just has a presence about him in terms of wanting to lead on and off the floor and take that next step. So he's been tremendous in terms of his habits, his work, and the way he's shown up every day. You know, JD's done a nice job coming in and having an interior presence. I think you could see in the games showing having a lot more focus on the defensive end coming over to really protect that rim. So we're young. We need to put ourselves in a lot of difficult, you know, in good end game situations to see if we can figure out ways to win. And young teams usually take some time to figure that out, but let's stay in games and figure it out and we'll see what happens.
It seems so simple just to say, oh, a team to get better, you need to play better defense, you need to shoot better. And yet, these are things that you're probably trying to do, bringing in coaches and a coaching staff that is going to look at how you can improve the shooting. There are guys in this team that can shoot and shoot better.
Yep.
But clearly the defense is the one thing that definitely has to improve in this team. How have you gone through – what measures so far that you feel like it's starting to pay off? You can see it right away.
Yeah, I think JB and I's kind of the way that we see the game is similar, that or it's defense first and defense wins championships. I've won a lot of championships myself in the teams that I was on or around. We were really good on that side of the ball. And so I think he feels the same way with his background. And so it's been a presence. It's been intentional every day that's how we start. The defensive philosophy on the ball, off the ball, being in the right places and demanding that. And I've watched him teach, and it's not – if you're 6 inches away from the spot that he wants you, he'll stop it and say, you got to be there, and this is the reason why. So he's been fantastic at giving these young people the reason – or these young guys the reason why we need to be in these spots, which has been fun to watch. I think it's difficult to teach at this level. It takes a lot of patience because these players are so talented. You think that they just know everything when really a lot of times they don't. And so he does a really nice job of teaching intentionally. And I think that another thing that you said shooting and defense, another thing is turnovers. This team turned the ball over at a super high rate last year. So you combine those three things, lack of shooting, turning it over, and then not getting back and defending, you have no shot to win games. So that's another thing that he's been on this team a lot, is really taking care of the ball, because taking care of the ball leads to good shots. And if you get good shots, you have a better chance to shoot a high percentage and be more efficient. And it also leads to floor balance defensively. So it all kind of leads into each other, leads down the line. If you go one way, you're going to be better. If you go another way, you're going to be a lot worse. So he's done a nice job.
Your first year here, so you're coming in just starting, but fans are hungry to win now. How do you balance? Because they've been watching rebuilds and other people try to get this thing going. Yeah. How do you balance sort of that sense of urgency to show progress, but also you're just starting and you're probably looking at a 30,000-foot view. Here's the long plan.
Yeah, I think from day one, it's got to be compete. Right, as you compete every day and you try to get better. And what I've told people is, individually and as a team, I want our guys to get better, be better in December than what they are now, and be better in March than they were in December. And for us, that's progress. So we're not going to, I say this, but you don't want to look at wins and losses, but of course you're going to. Nobody wants to lose. What happened to them last year is just, in terms of a spirit standpoint, it makes it really, really difficult. And so for us, being positive and making sure we will go through losing streaks, and when we do, stay positive, look at the positives, look at the negatives, learn from them, and come back and compete the next night. So competing and doing it together and being unselfish are going to be three pillars for us. And I'm sure JB discussed the same thing when he spoke to you, but it's going to be very important with this group, because I think we have 10 guys under 25 and under, and that's just a really young team. So of course you want to show progress and winning, but you do have to be patient.
Because it is such a young team, there's always turnover in the league, but being such a young team, wanting a team to grow together, do you envision that we're not going to see a bunch of player turnover during the course of the season, or is this roster going to look completely different come May?
I'll tell you something you could ask me at any point during my time here. If we have a chance to get better, we'll get better. We're going to be open to anything, listening to anything, because if there's something that comes across our table that makes us better, or we feel it makes us better now or into the future, we got to look at it. So I wouldn't say that we're going to stay pat. I wouldn't say that we're going to be super aggressive. It's if something comes along, and I think we have optionality in the way that we've set the roster and having that 15th roster spot open, or if something comes along where we can get better, we'll have the ability to do it.
Got to have stars, and you got a bunch of guys that could be a star. Assur, Jaden Ivey, Kay Cunningham. You got Ron Holland in the mix now. Yeah. Jalen Duren. Do you feel like one or two of those guys are showing you they can be a star in this league?
I think there's a couple that they have the qualities. They have the one. They have the care factor, which is most important. You have to want to come in here and work your butt off every day, and then be competitive. And then you have to be willing to sacrifice in a certain way too. And I think we have a lot of good human beings here that I think are super talented basketball players. Now, how can they reach that ceiling and that potential? We'll see, given the coaching and they'll have a chance. They're all going to have a chance to play here. But at some point, we got to start winning. And that's when you start seeing if these guys start impacting winning at a high level, then they'll have a chance to be a star. But if these guys don't win, then we'll have to make some decisions.
Just my final question. You mentioned the spirit after what happened last year. Yeah. Is that something that you had to reset the tone, or did the players do it themselves to come into this year with a little bit more hope?
I think it starts with JB and I for sure in this building every day, coming in with a positive spirit, understanding that we're here to provide the resources to – to try to get you guys to be the best versions of yourselves and reach your potential every day. But in terms of the environment, that's everybody. And that's what we've expressed, is that's not just me and JB. It's every coach. It's every staff member. It's every player that has to come in here and create this environment of positivity and growth.
How has your adjustment been coming to Detroit and finding a place to live, getting the family all settled down and all that?
No, thanks for asking. The first 45, 60 days was a whirlwind, so there was no settling at that point. But since then, things have slowed down. The people of Detroit have been tremendous. The staff here have been tremendous. And we're in a good place now. So thank you.
Well, I apologize for how it started, the interview. Hopefully we can be in a good place moving forward.
No, we're good.
Didn't mean to bring up that bad memory for you.
Look, if you want to brag about the Duke win over Michigan State at Breslin, I remember that one where you guys think you shot like 15 three-pointers in the first half. That's fine.
That was a good win.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time. Good luck.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the time.
Trajan Langdon joining us here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.